Landmark Jewelers, Paul speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Paul. It's Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We talked yesterday, you know, about the money that you guys want to refinance for that loan. So I just wanted to follow up with you and see if you had any questions.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Is there a prepayment penalty?
No. We actually have prepayment discounts. So if you pay early, then you're golden. You get a better deal.
Well, how does that work? Here's the deal. So I'm finding out some information about our other loan that's really kind of, to be quite frank, pissing me off. So,
okay.
If the loan is set for 4 years and I pay it off in a year,
mm-hmm.
are you still going to charge me interest for the last 3 years?
No. Mm-mm. No, ours does not work like that at all. If you pay it off in a year, then we give you actually a discount for paying it off early. Like, we're like a relationship-based bank, so what we want to do is have really great relationships with our customers, so you pay it off early. We help you out if you want to, you know, refinance with us or, you know, do a renewal. We help you out. Like, that's our goal.
What are you giving me a discount on if I pay it off early?
The rate itself. So, like, let's say you guys want the, you say about 60K, right? So you want 60K to like pay off like the vendors and then for the remodeling and inventory. And let's say it's so hard for me to throw out numbers because I don't know what your rate would be, but let's say total you'd owe back 70 or something. Then we would give you like a certain discount for that, so you wouldn't owe like that total amount anymore. Does that make sense?
Well, I'd only owe 70 if I paid it off over 4 years, right? That's my payments with interest for the 4 years. I'm obviously going to be paying back more than I actually borrowed.
Yeah.
If I borrowed 60 and I want to pay it off, say, 3 months later,
mm-hmm.
it should be less than
60. Yeah, it will be less, for sure. It wouldn't be the full amount.
Okay, because the other loan actually adds the interest for the entire loan to the balance.
No, we don't do that at all. You get that discount for paying it off early. And so, I couldn't tell you the exact discount was until we would go through, like, the application process and have, like, the exact numbers. But I would be able, once, like, if we do go through the application process and we have, you know, how much the loan is and everything, then I could say, okay, this is how much, you know, the loan is for, this is how much you would be paying at the end, and this is how much discount you would get if you paid it off X amount early.
Okay. When you say discount, that scares me.
Or not discount. I say that, but I mean, like, you...
Whatever my current balance was, which should always be less than the amount I actually borrowed.
Always. Wait.
If I borrow $50,000, whether I pay it off a year later or 2 years later, the payoff should be less than $50,000.
If you borrow $50,000 and you pay it off a year later...
Or 2 years later.
Or 2 years
one,
later. Mm-hmm.
My payoff should be less than $50,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah. So, the other company that you're working with, who were they again?
OnDeck.
Oh, it's with OnDeck. Okay, OnDeck. Okay. And so with them, if you pay it off early, they're still charging you the interest for the remainder of the term.
Yeah, they only discount it 25% of the remaining interest for the remaining term. So they're still adding on 75% of the interest for what the life of the loan was supposed to be.
Oh.
Which is really ridiculous.
So adding interest for what the life of the loan would be.
So our loan balance has gone up $18,000 since the day we took it out because they automatically add the interest for the entire term to the loan balance.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If I pay it off early, they just discount that 25%. They still are keeping 75% of the interest.
Oh, okay, I see. So what they did for you, let me just make sure I have this correct. Remember that total amount was, let's say it was 40, they told you you're going to owe us 70 or something.
Yeah, I actually owe them 68 right now.
Okay, so if it was like 40 and you owe them 68 is what they told you.
Yeah,
and then 15, so...
You borrowed like 55. There's a $13 origination fee, and then they added interest for the remaining term of the loan to the 55, which brought it up to like 70-something, and then we paid off some of it since then, so now we're down to 68.
Okay, so it's 70.
Tomorrow, it's not the 50 that I borrowed, it's still 68,000.
Okay, I see. Okay, I'm definitely understanding how their program worked for you. Okay. So basically what happened was they give you the total amount up front. They say this is what you're owing. So even if you pay early, it's just knocking off a little bit off that rate that they gave you.
Right. Kind of you buy a house for $100,000, you know in 30 years when you pay it off, you're going to pay $320 for it. But if you paid it off 5 years into the loan, you don't pay $320.
Yeah, you're paying less.
You pay whatever your balance is. Well, not with these guys. These guys say, no, you still pay $320, we'll give you a 25% discount, but so now you're going to pay $300,000, even though you paid your house off 2 years after getting it.
Okay. So that's
they're
like
still
what...
collecting the interest for the entire term of the loan, even though you're not carrying the loan out that long.
Okay, I see. So then, but you want a longer-term loan, correct?
I do want a longer-term loan, but I want to be able to pay it off early when I have good Christmases, you know, without still being charged the interest as though I hadn't paid it off.
Okay, I definitely understand that. Okay, yeah. So I'm like, now I'm understanding exactly kind of like what you did there with OnDeck. Okay, so you want to be able to pay it off early without that interest, obviously.
Right.
I mean, that makes sense.
Penalty for paying it off early, you know.
Interest.
If I borrow $70,000, next year I want to pay off, and I paid it down to $60,000, and next year I want to pay it off, I want to pay $60,000. I don't want to pay $60,000 plus interest for the remaining 3 years that I would have had the loan if I just made payments on it.
Yeah, because then there's no real benefit except like that 25% that they said. Was it 25% that they said?
25%, yeah.
Okay. So then if you paid off your loan right now with them, which is what you're looking to do, you would get that 25% cut.
On the interest, correct.
But just on the interest. Okay.
They were charging
I understand.
For the remaining of the term, yeah.
Okay. So this is that's the type of program you want to stay away from.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I think we do have we definitely have different programs than that.
Okay.
Because I obviously with the conversation we just had, I didn't know too much about that process. So, we can work with you for something like a little bit different than that, obviously.
Okay. Then I'll continue filling out the rest. I have it almost all filled out. I just have a couple things to fill in, and then I can I think I get the rest of the bank statements together.
Okay.
Now for the bank statements, do you have to have every single page because they're double sided?
We like to have every single page just because there might be something on one of the pages that is useful financial information.
Okay. So I have like 6 months of them scanned in. I got to get the rest of them scanned in front end.
Okay. Oh, but what's on the back page? Is it just like...
Sometimes it's transactions, but like the front page has like the beginning and ending balance, and the back page has like, you know, the total money that went out and money that came in, but in the middle it has all the individual transactions.
Oh, no, yeah, that would be really good to have. That way we have like a whole like picture.
Okay. All right, I'll work on it.
Okay, cool. Any other questions?
That's it.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.